back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode for today is the fifth episode of the series, Clark Kent Imprisoned, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy.
Presenting Superman. Up in the sky, look, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
And now, Superman. Just a few hours to go before the crack train of the West Coast Railroad, the Silver Clipper, leaves Denver for Salt Lake City, where the mysterious power, through its agent the Wolf, has sworn she will never arrive. And Superman, in his character of Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet, Superman was last seen being dragged down a flight of steel stairs and thrown into the soundproof room of the Wolf's hideout near the railroad yard. It is late afternoon, verging toward sundown in the world above, and still the gangster Kino works on the unresisting form of Kent, bound and shackled to the wall before him.
Listen, you. I'm getting tired of this. How about talking?
I've already told you. There's nothing I care to talk about.
Wise guy, hey? Okay, we'll see how long you last at this.
Open the door, Kino.
Okay, here comes the boss. Wait till you see what happens now.
Well, Kino, what luck?
No luck at all so far. He ain't doing much talking. He's tough, boss. Still, I was just gonna...
Let it go, Kino. There's no more time. I did want to know where he got his information, but it won't matter.
That's what you think, Wolf.
That's what I know, my young friend.
What do you mean?
You'd like me to talk, huh? Very well, I don't mind in the least. In a few hours' time, Mr. Clark Kent, the Silver Clipper will leave Denver for Salt Lake. You recall what happened to the locomotive and tender last night?
Don't boast, Wolf. You didn't have anything to do with that. They'll find that engine.
Possibly. But they haven't found it yet. And let me tell you this, Mr. Kent. They won't find the Silver Clipper either. Kino.
Yeah, boss.
We're leaving at once.
Well, what about this guy?
He'll stay where he is, permanently.
What are you going to do, Wolf?
Nothing whatever. We shall leave you just where you are, for all time. Or until someone comes down here and finds you, which may take a month or two. Kino, the persuader.
Oh! Out like a light. And when he comes to...
When he comes to, we'll be 20 miles on our way to San Joaquin.
Hey, wait, boss. He's plenty tough. What if he breaks out?
Breaks out? Don't be silly, Kino. The walls are solid sheet steel, 3 inches thick. Then 5 inches of concrete. Then more steel. If he breaks out of that, I'll put him in the circus.
Okay. Reckon he's safe.
Come, Kino. Goodbye, Mr. Clark Kent. You'll forgive me if I do not say, I hope we meet again.
But we will meet again, and very soon. And thanks for telling me where. On the road to San Joaquin, eh? Well, I'll give you a little while to get clear of town, and then I'll be seeing you, Wolf. Handcuffs, eh? It's a good thing for you I wasn't feeling playful.
All right, Kino. From now on, things will move.
Jump in, boss.
Take the lower road to the river, and then up toward the pass. Look, look, Kino. The sun's just going down over the railroad yards.
Hey, boss. There she is, the Silver Clipper. Just in from Shy. She'll lay over a while and then hit the line for Salt Lake.
And we'll be ready and waiting. Let's go.
20 minutes. That ought to give me time enough to get out of earshot. What was that he said about sheet steel 3 inches thick? You're a liar, Wolf. 2.5 at the most. Look at those walls bend. Well, you might have kept Clark Kent in a vault like this, but not Superman. There goes the concrete. And still more steel. Well, I'll just put my foot through that. And that's that. Now, up the stairs. I won't go out in the street. Attract too much attention. Just up to the roof for an easy takeoff. Oh, what's this? A skylight. And padlocked. Here goes. Out into the night and the fresh air. One jump and we're up. Up! And away! Now then, all I have to do is follow his car on the San Joaquin Road. Oh, yes, and a fellow called the Wolf is going to put Clark Kent in the circus. Here I come, Wolf!
Hey, watch where you're going, will you, boss?
Take it easy, Kino. In a moment, we'll be at the crossing of the San Joaquin River. Do you know where that runs?
Sure, down through Schooner Canyon Lake to the dam at Wallkill.
And do you know how Schooner Canyon got its name?
Who cares?
Oh, it's interesting, Kino. The canyon took its name from an old mining camp, now at the bottom of the lake.
I still don't see
why... It was a roaring camp, Kino, until they built the dam and turned the canyon into a reservoir.
Must have been tough to get to, down in a hole like that.
They had a railroad, Kino. They broke a tunnel through the canyon wall, laid the tracks through the tunnel, and down the canyon wall to the camp.
Yeah?
Ah, now you're beginning to understand. Exactly, Kino. The camp is under 1,000 feet of water, but the branch line tracks still lead to the water's edge. Through the tunnel, down the wall.
Hey, now listen, you don't think that you
can... Wait. What was that?
I didn't hear nothing.
It sounded like a rushing of wind, or wings... High over our heads.
Chicken hawk.
At night?
Well, I don't hear it now, whatever it was. Hey, what about the canyon?
Well, Kino, that's where that spare engine went last night.
Into the lake?
Right into it, Kino. It left the main line after my men had attended to the switch, shut down the grade, roared into the tunnel, and disappeared forever in the waters of Schooner Canyon Lake.
Couldn't they stop?
No time. And the rails of the branch line were thick with grease.
Oh, you can't do it again. It's wholesale murder.
What of it? Not losing your nerve, are you, Kino? Look, we're here.
Hey, you left the road.
Naturally. We're on the back road above the old junction. Come along, Kino.
Where are we going?
Down the tunnel, just a few yards ahead. I'll show you what's going to happen. What's the matter?
Hey, what's that guy doing over there?
One of my workmen, I suppose. I have several. Where? I don't see him.
He dodged off again. Listen, now, I don't like this. Someone's sure to catch on.
Who? Don't be a fool, Kino. The only outsiders are the 2 members of the train crew on the engine. They jumped off last night just in time.
What, the engineer? Well, where is he?
He'll never jump again, nor will the fireman.
Well, where are they?
Up on the rocks above the tunnel, shackled down. Later, they'll be found lying dead beside the tracks. Sensation, Kino. Imagine the mystery and the terror. Train crew dead on the tracks. No sign of an accident. No sign of the train.
Oh, there he is again. Look.
Be quiet, will you? What are you talking about?
I seen it. A long red cape. He was just flying.
Kino, you're out of your head.
The conductor. That's what the conductor saw. Clearing the line for the Continental.
The conductor was seeing things, and so are you, Kino. Come along. Here's the tunnel.
I don't want to go in there.
Oh, yes, you do, Kino. I want you to. It's not far, but I want you to see what happens to trains and to people.
People? What do you mean?
You're weak, Kino. You see things in the dark. You might be tempted to forget who you're working for.
Oh, no, never. Not me, boss.
Well, we'll just make sure of that. Keep going, Kino, until I tell you to stop.
Devil. The cold, inhuman devil. He's given himself away this time. I'll find those 2 trainmen. They're just the evidence we need. Where are they? Quick. above the tunnel. Good thing I can see in the dark and through rocks. Ah, there they are, chained down to die. But they won't die, not this time. They'll be the witnesses that hang you, Wolf. Oh, it's all right. It's all right, I won't hurt you. Gotta break those chains. Now, one under each arm. I'll find a ranch house and drop them at the door. They won't know what's happened. I think they crawled there, and then back to get the police. Up! Up!
There, Kino. We're at the end of the tunnel. Look down the canyon.
Gee, it must be 1,000 feet across.
And would you like to know how deep? 300 feet down to water, and 1,000 feet more after that.
Yeah.
The Lake of Schooner Canyon. What's the time?
The flash of light. 7:15.
7:15. Kino, the Silver Clipper is 20 minutes out of Denver.
Roaring up the Rockies to the crossing at San Joaquin, the crack streamliner of the West Coast Railroad rushes through the dark at 80 miles an hour, destined for a watery grave at the bottom of Schooner Canyon Lake. Meanwhile, a strange figure hurtles through space, back the way he came. But will he be in time? Can he drop the injured men, warn the authorities, and get back to save the train without revealing who he is? Thrills, suspense, climax. Tune in and follow the story of Superman. Be with us again for the next thrilling installment of Superman.
Up in the sky, look! It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
And for our second episode of the day, we're going to be listening to the sixth episode, Menace to the Silver Clipper, still starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Now, Superman. Events on the main line of the West Coast Railroad are rapidly reaching a climax. Beating west, the Silver Clipper roars up the slope of the Rockies heading for San Joaquin Pass. Disaster, sudden and unseen, lies waiting for it in Schooner Canyon Lake. While Superman wings his way through space, searching desperately for the nearest mountain town, he finds it, drops down from the sky, and enters the office of the local chief of police in his character of Clark Kent, reporter. Listen.
Well, you talk good. I'll say that for you, Kent.
Well, if you don't believe me, telephone my paper and ask for verification. Or call the divisional superintendent of the West Coast Railroad at Denver.
The Silver Clipper's a West Coast train, ain't it?
Well, it is now, but it won't be long. I tell you, if something isn't done in a hurry...
Then okay, but how are you going to prove it? Suppose I get up there to the San Joaquin and pull in a couple of guys. Well, how am I going to prove anything?
Well, I'll attend to that. You know the Circle Y Ranch?
Sure. What about it?
A couple of injured train men crawled in there a while ago. They were on that missing locomotive and tender.
They were, huh? Well, you don't mean it.
I certainly do mean it. If you get those two men I told you about, the one who calls himself the Wolf and his henchman Kino, the mystery is solved.
Well, say, you begin to make sense, young fella. By gollies, I'll do it. What's your plan?
Get a fast car and head for the crossing at San Joaquin.
Yeah?
You know the old Schooner Canyon Junction?
Well, I reckon I can find it, even in the dark.
All right, get up there and hide. If we don't catch them red-handed, it's no good. That's what I'm waiting for.
Okay, Kent. Say, that is your name, ain't it? But, hey, where are you going?
I want to call my paper back east. Tell them to hold the presses for a big break. I'll pay for the call. Operator. I want Perry White, managing editor of the Daily Planet. Yes. Rush it, please. I'll hold the line.
Hello, White speaking.
White, this is Clark Kent.
Kent? Good Lord, man, I thought you were dead. Where have you been all day?
Tied up in a cellar, but I broke out. Listen, Mr. White, how long before you go to press?
Now, wait a minute. Why, I'm going to press right now.
Well, hold it, will you?
Stop the press? It better be good, Kent.
Oh, don't worry, it will be. The big break on the Western Railroad story.
Kent, are you kidding?
You know the warnings on the Silver Clipper? It's coming off tonight.
Well, where are you now?
In a station in a little town on the main line.
What's going to happen?
I don't know, Mr. White, but I know this much. It won't be long. I've got to go now. Will you hold the presses?
Okay, Kent.
You won't regret it. I'll call you the minute I have something.
I can't wait. What's all this about a mysterious flying figure? Something called a Superman.
Oh, forget it, Mr. White.
Somebody's pipe dream, huh? There's been a lot of talk.
Well, forget it. I'm in a position to know. So long, Mr. White.
Good luck, Kent. I'll be waiting. Hey, stop the press. Replate coming. Top column on the Western Railroad. Get a rewrite back.
Superman, eh? I should say I am in a position to know. Up. Not much time with the wolf waiting there at the canyon. If I don't get back in time to fix that switch, 40 miles more. Faster.
Listen, boss. Let's get out of this tunnel. I don't like it.
Not too long to wait now. What's the time, Kino?
5 minutes more. She's on time.
She was on time at Creeville.
Come on, boss. Let's beat it.
A very sound idea, Kino. In 5 minutes or something less, this tunnel will be a most unhealthy place.
What do you think will happen?
Something resembling the end of the world, Kino. Screaming brakes, rending steel, billows of steam. Yes, decidedly we should move, my friend. Come.
Where to?
Down to the tracks where we can observe the switch. Close to the scene of action, but not too close.
Listen, are you sure they can't stop in time?
Downhill at 90 miles an hour? Impossible, Kino.
What if she leaves the rails at the switch? What if she can't take the curve?
A chance, but not likely. Come on, man, get moving.
Hey, someone's coming.
Hey, boss, you better be getting out of that. She's whistling for the highway.
Quick, Kino. Minutes count now.
There's the train. Traveling fast, all right. Ah, there's the junction. Got a minute, maybe less. Now then, what have those devils done to the tracks? Broken the seals and thrown the switch, eh? Well, it won't take long to fix that. And I'll just rip up a few of the old branch line rails. Just to make sure. There, that ought to settle things. Well, well, look who's coming.
Hey, boss. Who's that guy down by the switch? Look, he's tearing up the track.
Well, well, what are you doing? Where's your gun? Shoot, shoot.
Don't worry, boss. I'll get him. I never missed yet. Got him, boss.
No, no, you didn't. There he is. You missed him, you fool.
Never mind, boss. I won't miss him this time. Hey, you.
Kino, what's the matter with you? All right, then. Rush him.
The train. Here comes the train.
Get that man away from there, Kino.
Boss, beat it, beat it. It's him. I see him now. It's the man with the red cape.
The train. Run, Kino, run. Make for the car.
Made it. Threw the switch just in time. Go on, Silver Clipper. High ball for Salt Lake City in the west. Now then, after those lads in the car. Watch it, you two. Here I come.
I tell you, it was him. The guy in the red cape, the Superman.
Shut up, Kino. Whoever it was, I'll settle with him. He threw the switch back and saved the train.
Faster, boss, faster. Get away from here.
Keep your head, Kino. There's something about this I don't understand.
Boss, look out. He's right behind us. He's over our heads. Look, look.
What is that thing?
He's down there in the road ahead. He's standing there. Look out. We're going to crash.
Sorry to disturb you, gentlemen. Don't try to get away.
Who are you? Put me down.
Let me go. Let me go.
In one moment. Just now, while I hold both of you with one hand, I've got something else to do. That car, for instance. You won't need it again. Where you're going, got to make this accident look convincing.
The car. Look what he's doing to the car, boss. He's wrecking it.
There. No one will ever ride in that again. Hello. Here comes a car. Heard the crash. Must be the police. Well, so long, gentlemen. I'm leaving you now. And if you ever wreck another train or try to, think what you've missed this time. Goodbye.
Hey, here's where that crash was. There's a couple of guys lying in the road. Hey, grab them, boys.
Yes, I got them.
Why, I wouldn't wonder if they were the fellas that newspaper man was talking about. They tried to make a getaway and cracked up. Well, look where their car got to.
Man alive looks like a cyclone hit it.
Yes, doesn't it? Or that Superman they keep talking about. Good evening, Chief.
Say, there you are. Why, it's the reporter. Well, howdy, Mr. Kent.
Well, I see you got them all right.
Yes, but there wasn't no train wreck. I guess we scared them off.
Keep
them
off. Keep them off. We done it. Put me in jail. Put me anywhere. But don't let that guy touch me again. He just came flying through the air.
Say, he's nuts. Off his head. But that was a confession if I ever heard one.
Yes. And if you'll drag the bottom of Schooner Canyon Lake, you'll find that missing engine and tender.
What?
And don't forget those two trainmen at the Circle Y Ranch. They'll be your star witnesses. Well, congratulations, Chief. You've caught the train wreckers, all right.
And thanks to you, Mr. Kent. Well, hey, where are you going? Well,
I've got to get back to town. My paper's waiting for the story. See you later, Chief.
Well, Kent, come on in. Well, it's fine to see you back. You've certainly made good in a big way.
Thanks, Mr. White.
And to show you what I think of you, I'm going to start you right out on another assignment.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. That's the best news I could possibly hear.
Now, wait till you do hear it, my boy. There are one or two things I want to ask you about first.
Yes, sir.
I know it sounds foolish, but all these rumors about a mysterious flying figure clad in a red cape and all that, you know anything about this Superman?
Do I know anything about this Superman? Oh, Chief, what a silly question.
All right, let it go. Now, I want to talk to you about your next assignment. Just pull up your chair.
Yes, sir.
Oh, confound it. I told him not to disturb me. City room, White.
You've caught the wolf, my friend, for all the good it'll do you. The wolf has a master, and the master speaks to you now.
Say, who is this? Kent, get over here.
My compliments, Mr. Kent, on your first and last performance.
What's he mean?
You and your newspaper have interfered with my plan. Very well, my friend. In exactly 24 hours at this time tomorrow, you and your newspaper will be blown to 1,000 fragments. This is the Yellow Mask. Goodbye.
Hey, you! Wait! Come back here! Operator, who was that man? Find him and trace him! Find him!
Whose was the eerie voice calling Editor White on the phone? Who or what is the Yellow Mask? And can Clark Kent, without revealing his identity as Superman, solve the mystery in the newspaper office? Terrible, deadly danger threatens the Daily Planet. Superman has 24 hours' time. Tune in and follow the story. Now, don't forget, next time, the beginning of Superman's latest adventure. Tune in and don't miss it.
Up in the sky, look! It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.